This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, February 19th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Hotchkiss Town trustees considered bids to lease the town's shares in the Fire Mountain Canal and the Overland Ditch at a meeting earlier this month. The town purchased the water as a peak season safeguard in order to keep the shares in use. They leased them out for two-year terms. The Merchant Herald reports there were multiple bidders for both groups of shares this year. The present leaseholder, Baker Ranches LLC, had the winning bid for the town's 848 shares of the canal. The trustees rejected all three bids for 300 shares of Overland Ditch water since the best bid only covered yearly assessment costs. Hotchkiss seeks a new round of bids. The town of Paonia has launched a community planning project called Paonia in Motion, as we've covered here on KVNF News, next Monday at 5:30 p.m., Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., and Wednesday at both 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. The town is hosting virtual events for the public to help guide upcoming decisions about parks, trails, recreation amenities, and programs. For more info, go to paoniainmotion.com. The Grand Junction City Council's Marijuana Task Force has solidified recommendations on land use codes for retail marijuana. The task force is made up of community members and city staff. Grand Junction Sentinel reports voters will be asked if they want to repeal the city's moratorium on marijuana-related businesses on the ballot in April, which includes council races. And Governor Jared Polis extended an executive order yesterday allowing hospitals that have reached capacity to cease admitting patients or to transfer patients without first obtaining the individual's written or informed consent for transfer as part of the pandemic state of emergency. The Paradise Theater has been busy this winter, but they have not been open. KVNF's Kate Redmond caught up with General Manager Sunshine Knight to talk about some of the funding that has kept them going and their creative reopening plans.
First of all, congratulations on receiving the Colorado Creative Industries Grant. How much did the Friends of the Paradise Theater receive, and how will it be used?
For the Colorado Arts Relief Grant, we received $9,000. At this point, we have three events that we are working on: Paonia Film Festival, Delta County Reads, and Pickin' in Paradise. And so the money will be used primarily for programming.
A lot of people used that CCI grant to cover basic overhead because so many people have been dark for so long that they needed that to reopen the doors at some point down the line. So you did not have to do that?
No, we did receive some CARES Act funds late 2020. We also received the Colorado Rural Theater funding, and there were some other grants and donations that came in to help with that.
As part of the Paonia Film Festival, right now you're hosting some free workshops.
We have 8 workshops currently, from finding the subject for a film to story to screen. It's how to create a 4-minute documentary, directing a short film, and a rough cut to finish, so an editing workshop.
You sent a survey out to your supporters about how people would be comfortable returning in person to the theater. What were the results of that survey, and what are some of the steps you're taking to reopen this spring?
There's still a lot of division over mask wearing. The Paradise Theater is following Colorado's mandated mask laws and social distancing laws. The feedback that I got, it ranged from people wanting everyone to wear masks the entire time they were in the theater to not wanting to wear masks at all. And so it puts the Paradise Theater in a really difficult position. So at this point, we have made the decision not to reopen for indoor events. I had originally hoped that we would be able to open in March. That's probably going to get pushed out to June.
Virtual Film Festival workshop registration can be found on the Paradise website. The theater will utilize Polis Park next door for outdoor movies and music through the spring. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Colorado uses an online tool called the COVID-19 Dial to track the spread of the virus across the state. It rates counties on a 6-color scale, with green the lowest and purple the highest level. Recently, the state released a revamped version of the dial. Next, Laura Palmisano speaks to Mara Borsi-Wichar with the Colorado Department of Public Health about the changes.
Over the month of January, we conducted quite a bit of different stakeholder outreach with local public health, county commissioners, city and county managers, as well as mayors, to really have a discussion about what was working with the dial and what wasn't. We know that the dial has some restrictions in terms of movement from a less restrictive to a more restrictive level, and the nimbleness and able to respond quickly to disease transmission was something that was a common concern. The primary change that happened with the dial was to really move from that 14-day average to a 7-day case average, which gives some communities a little bit more breathing room in terms of spread and disease transmission for our numbers, but also allows us to more easily move counties to a more restrictive or less restrictive level.
Hinsdale County is the only county that's remained in the blue, the second lowest level. Other counties have come and gone from different stages of it, but Hinsdale has remained steadfast in the blue. What do you think is behind that?
So Hinsdale County is unique in the fact that there have been few hospitalizations. There have been no hospitalizations, in fact, reported in the last 2 weeks. Only one active case. And in general, there's just a much lower population in Hinsdale County than there are in many other counties. As a result of that lower population, there's fewer restaurants, fewer bars, fewer opportunities for people to congregate together. And that, in general, results in a lower disease transmission.
Neighboring Hinsdale County are Ouray and San Miguel counties. Those counties are at level orange, the fourth highest level. Why is that?
The counties are placed due to three different factors on the dial. One is disease transmission, and so the amount of incidence that is happening within the community. Second is your percent positivity. So we want to always make sure that we're doing enough testing in communities, and that percent positivity, we really are trying to keep it below 5% to ensure that we're doing adequate testing to stay ahead of the virus. And then last, but certainly not least, is hospitalization. Hospitalization tends to be a lagging indicator. Usually about 2 weeks of higher cases results in higher hospitalizations. And so that's a really important factor as well. San Miguel County is currently facing an increase of incidence currently in their county and have taken quite a few different measures to help combat that locally. And we're in support of them and their local public health and their county commissioners in doing that.
What's behind the increase in cases in San Miguel and Ouray counties?
So San Miguel right now with Telluride, there's quite a few, you know, tourists and skiing. There's also a much more populated area, more restaurants, more bars, more people congregating together.
When looking at the dial overall, what's the current picture for Colorado?
It's a really great question. You know, we're cautiously optimistic of where Colorado is heading. We've been able to slow the spread of COVID and really have sustained a level of openness that will allow Colorado's economy to start get going again, while also making sure that we are doing everything we can to keep Coloradoans healthy and safe. So we anticipate that there will be a few more revisions to the dial in the coming months, later this spring and one in early summer. So that way we know that we'll keep tweaking the dial, keep making it work for the state of Colorado.
Colorado Public Health Official Mara Borsi-Wichar speaking to Laura Palmisano. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. Have a good weekend.